From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump fired the acting U.S. Attorney General after she directed Justice Department officials not to defend his executive order enforcing a temporary ban on people entering the U.S. from seven countries. The Senate has yet to confirm Mr. Trump's nominee for Attorney General, Senator Jeff Sessions. The White House Monday continued defending the temporary travel ban despite a global protest. Sean Spicer is the president's spokesman.
I think what we're trying to say is you don't know when the next threat's coming. You don't know when the next attack's coming. And so the best you can do is to get ahead of it, because if you wait, you're going to be reacting. And what I think I want to be clear on is the president's not going to wait. He's going to make sure he does everything in his power when he can to protect the homeland and its people.
Meanwhile, New Jersey Democratic Senator Cory Booker took part in an anti-ban rally near the steps of the Supreme Court.
But we must understand, when somebody attacks Muslim Americans, they attack all of us. When someone attacks with prejudice, we must respond with love. And so I call on everybody that we now must be determined to fight for the long haul.
The executive order blocks citizens of Iraq, Iran, Libya, Syria, Sudan, Yemen, and Somalia from entering U.S. territory for a period of 3 months. The ban has been clarified to allow those from seven countries with green cards, lawful permanent residency, as well as non-citizen visa holders, will no longer be automatically blocked. The Libyan Coast Guard says it rescued hundreds of Europe-bound migrants in waters off Sabratha. The migrants, mostly from Africa, also include Syrians and Palestinians, intercepted about 3 nautical miles from the Libyan coast, about 70 kilometers west of Tripoli. This is VOA News.